Simin Tov Resh Mem Hei, Sif Aleph and Beis. Halachis of Lulav. I'm just going to give a little Hagdama. It's a general Hagdama to Halacha, and it's specifically with regard to Dalaminim. First of all, as in all Halacha, there's Ikur Adin, and then there's Hidur Mitzvah, there's Lechatchil, and there's Bediavid. Specifically with regard to Dalaminim, Beis Yosef writes in Tov Chof Tes, he's talking about whether or not you have to learn the Halachis of Yantif before Yantif. So he says, we find that said with regard to Pesach, the Shloshim Yom Kedem HaChag is supposed to learn, but we don't find it with regard to other Yom Tevim. So he explained, the Beis Yosef is explaining why we don't find it with regard to other Yom Tevim. And he says, Sukkis, Af Agav, the Ika Mitzvah, Sukkah V'Lulav, Ein Tzarech Lomoyed Behem Kol Kach Dinim. Even though we do have Mitzvah, we do have Sukkah, Lulav Sukkah, we have 20 people, four Minim, and we have a Sukkah that we have to build. However, ein tzarach lomoy behem kol kach dinim, velulavim ve'esregim rubim kshirim, voyich ein tirchas sukkah velulav merubim, v'dayin l'sas behem erav chag. He says, roiv, lulavim, and esregim are kosher. So, it sounds like it's pretty easy to find dal and minim. You don't have to do too much. But the l'chara, that's talking about mikra adin. Mikra adin, a lulav, generally your standard lulav, your standard esreg is going to be kosher. Mitzat Sheni, it sounds like practically people spend more time. Why? The Torah says in Tavkov Pei Aleph, he says, Ma'aseh Yom Kippurim, he started to be oiskim b'mitzvah sukkah v'lulav, ve'ein eisen avonis, he's trying to figure out why is it called Chazal's drasha, that the first day of Sukkot is called Yom Rishon. He says, why is it called Yom Rishon? Yom Rishon l'cheshben avonis, because the whole time in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, you're busy with lulav esrog and building a sukkah. So even though Me'ikra Adin, it could be that the standard Esrog and the standard Lulav are kosher, however, it sounds like practically people spend a whole lot more time trying to find a Mehudur Dik Esrog and Mehudur Dik Lulav. And this is not just in theory, this is also, we find Halach L'maisa that there's differences. We found that there's, I think, 8 Pirushim that are brought down in the Rishonim, just in the Rishonim, as to what Nechlekat Yemis is. We'll see them in Mirza Shem and Siv Gimel. La'alach la'maisa, the l'chura would be a chumra to be choshish for the shita yechida, the most chumra shita. However, that's la'maisa what we find the Ramah does. In Siv Gimel, he says, mitzvah minimum, of course, to be choshish, that afilu miut of the tiyemis, which is the olam tzai, if that's nechlaka, you should be machmer, mitzvah minimum of chur. Now, is that me'ikra adin? L'chura, it's not me'ikra adin. However, we're still being choshish for it, and it's brought down in the Ramah, Allah lechatchila, one should be choshish for it, even though that's not me'ikar adin, one lechatchila should. Now, just another 2 makaris that I like to be mitzayin with regard to it, with regard to this Indian, it's with regard to Allah in general, specifically with Dal Aminim, like I said, and one of the makaris is here in Dal Aminim, and that's why it's specifically Negeat our Indian. And that is, the first one is the Teres Chatos. The Ramah himself in his Sefer Teres Chatos in Agdama, he says, don't be matmi on me, that sometimes I say something is aser, and I say b'shasat chak, or perhaps a merubah, then you could be meko. The question is, like they like to ask, you pay the rabbi enough, so then it's going to become kosher? What's going on over here? What's the pshat that if it has a merubah, all of a sudden it becomes mutter? So he says, because very often I'll write down, I'll be choshish lechatchila for shita in the Rishonim, that is maybe a more machmer shita, but me'ikar adin, I don't hold that that's the halacha. And lechatchila, I'm choshish for it. However, b'di'evet, b'shas tzadchak, I'll go to the ikar adin, which is the more mikol shita. That means it's very common for the Ramah to paskin lehalacha, lechumra, even though he holds me'ikar adin, taka, that one could be mikol, should one need, and it's a shas tzadchak. The second thing is, in Hilchis, Hidur Mitzvah, in Simen Tafresh Nun Vav, the halacha is about shetarach lachzor achrei hidur mitzvah b'knias esrig. So the first bir halacha there, it says that one is supposed to spend hidur mitzvah shlish. It's a big machlek, is what does it mean hidur mitzvah shlish? It's brought down over there in the Rishonim, in the Torah, Mechaber. What does it mean hidur mitzvah shlish? Does it mean that you have to buy a bigger esrig at shlish? If you can find a bigger esrig, you should spend more. Or does it mean a more mehudritik esrig? What exactly does it mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah in the bir halacha, Mikol makrin be'esrog or lulav sheish b'chshash psul. However, if the esrog that you want to buy has a chshash psul, v'adin mukhala mitzvah ki agavno, he says in brackets, similarly, any mitzvah that you want to be mekayim the mitzvah has a chshash psul. Shetoli b'plukta de ravusa. It's telling the machlekes, of Rabbanim. Talmud Machlokes Rishonim, how we paskin. Af shehalacha de kosher, even though the halacha we may paskin that is kosher, mikol mokrim yishlemer de bezeh likuli al matzorach lakayim hider mitzvah shlish likunis achel letes kol adeyus. That means if you have two esregim in front of you, and one esreg is kosher according to how the Ramah paskins. However, the Magen Avraham brings down the shita that is going to be possible. So, even though the halacha l'maaseh we go like the Ramah, not like the shita chida that the Magen Avraham brings down, if it's the second esreg is kosher, even lefi that other shita, then it's kedai to spend more money, a third more, third milagav, more than if he spent 100 shekel on it. So it's an extra 33 shekel, $100, extra $33, to get the more mahadr esrog, to be mekayim the shita, we don't hold like the halacha l'maaseh. That means hider mitzvah includes being choshish for shitas that are most probably not even brought down, la halacha, not even huzkur la halacha, to be choshish for it, is nichlal in hider mitzvah. Now, befrat, when it comes to dalet minim, l'chora, there's an inyan, the whole mitzvah is a mitzvah of hider mitzvah, is hodar, and ken zayin it's hukshu lulavin hadas and aravata esrig, that they should be hodar. Mela, specifically with regard to this mitzvah, hagam that in a chanami, like the Beis Yosef says, rav, especially bizmanenu, maybe in the olden days, they didn't have such great esregim and lulavim and hadasim, but certainly bizmanenu, the standard lulav esrig and hadas are all kashim ikar adin. Nevertheless, there is the inyan to be mahadir, to spend more time to get something which is more mahudir. Mitzad sheni, there's a story that they like to say from, I don't know, from Reb Asher, from Nachum, that Reb Asher was in a store, and he picks up an esrig store, and he picks up an esrig, and he says, ah, azar reina esrig. So everybody came running over to see the reina esrig, Reb Asher's reina esrig. The kitzer, they came over, and they saw that it's nishta azar rein, stuck and not so clean. So they said to him, why are you saying that it's a reina esrig, it's not so clean? So he said, rein from Bittel Tera. It's noki, it's clear from Bittel Tera that in a chanami one could spend days upon days. However, if it's on the cheshbon of learning, one has to know where in a chanami, maybe it's mitzvah shiyav shalasu zadei echerim. The question is, at what point does one have to, is it infringing on his other mitzvahs, and should he stop? And I think it depends, there's no specific answer, and it really depends on the person. It depends on what he'd be doing instead, it depends on what type of masmid is, it depends on mechulu, it depends on how much he's really generally mahadar b'mitzvahs. In a chanami, each person, me'ikar adin, most loving is regular kosher, they're certainly welcome to be mahadar in a very great way. That's the akdama. With regard to halach l'maisa, so we're going to see Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, Beis Hashem, and I hope by the end of the week we'll finish Gimel Dalet and Hey. I'm hoping the Olam already is into Gimel. Gimel and Dalet really go together, Chasalag B'charhutso, so they didn't want to split it up. The Sif Aleph, the Mechaber Paskins, Lulav Shenifru Du Olav Zem Yizeh, Me'al Zev Leni Daldu Lukal Echriyas Kosher, Afilu Le Ogdoi. This is the Mishnah, that Nifru Du Olav is possible, but Nifru Du Olav is kosher. Hagos, says Ramah, Mikol Mokom Mitzvah Min HaMumcher, B'lulav She'ein Olav Prudeis Legamri. He brings down from the Rav HaMagid, that a Mitzvah Min HaMumcher is, even though, you're right, if the leaves bend off to the side, they're still facing upward, but they're not lying down one on top of the next, on top of the Shedra, rather to spread out a little bit to the sides. Even though Meikar Adin that's kosher, Mitzvah Min HaMumcher is that it should be Ein Olav Prudeis Lagamri. Now, L'chor, the Poshet Mashmois of the Ramah, and L'chor, this is how the Taz understands the Ramah, is not like the Taz says, that there's, if it's just sticking out a little bit to the sides, there's no Mitzvah Min HaMumcher, it's only if it's hanging down a little bit. On that he says, the Ramah seems to say that, not that way, that the Mitzvah Min HaMumcher means that it's tight. All the leaves are tight, and lying one on top of another, on the Shedra. So they're all going up straight like an arrow. Now, even though that's the Mitzvah Min HaMumcher, however, Mitzad Sheni, the Drisha, the first Drisha in the Simen, he says, Kapit Tzmarim, Ba'oide Kecheitz B'li Chiluk Olin, Klal Me'ashedra, Nirad Le'mikri Luluf. He's Mitzadid, that I quoted in the Maram HaKemis, the Chai Adam explains, describes the process of how a Luluf grows, and when it first comes out of the middle of the top, of the palm tree, so it sprouts out like a stick, mamish. You don't even see any leaves bechlal. The leaves aren't even nicker. Slowly, as it gets bigger, the leaves become more nicker, and then they actually spread apart, and they totally, and then at the end they totally spread apart like a fan, and even to such an extent that you can't even be ma'agid them together. However, at the first point when it comes out, where it's mamash like a stick, so l'chari, that's the best oifen, that's the mitzvah min ha-mubchar. Says the drisha, no, ken zayin, that if you don't see the chiluk olin from the shedra, you can't separate the leaves, and you can't even discern he's talking about the leaves from the shedra, it all looks like one piece of wood. He says that l'chari nira the loy mikri luluf, that's maybe a ufta, that's not considered a luluf b'chlal, and you would not be able to be yaitu with that. The Prima Gadim says in Eish Lavram Ches, he talks about it at the beginning of the Siman also, but in Eish Lavram Ches, he says, L'chein mikri lulav shimelav liv umenaneaboy. Why do we call it a lulav? God in the Torah, the Torah doesn't refer to it as a lulav. The Torah refers to it as a kapis tamar. We call it a lulav. Not only that, our bracha is lulav, which they handle. Why do we make a al natilas lulav? We should make al natilas kapis tomorrow, maybe. But what are we thinking about an al natilas lulav? However, Lamaisa, we call it a lulav. Why is it called a lulav? Chazal called it a lulav. Lulav ha-gazel. Why is it called a lulav? It's called a lulav because it's melav lev. It sprouts. It like the it opens up like the petals of a flower. It's melav lev. It's flower. It's like a flower. And that's only when the leaves are separating from each other. And memela, if the leaves do not cannot separate from each other, then it's going to be, not only is it not a mitzvah min ha-mubchar, the pashas is going to be pasul kol shiva. It's not even considered a lulav. Now, there's a few other nekudas that are very shy. Let's say you have a lulav, which you cannot be menanea. So the Chassam Sefer says, in other words, let's say the leaves are separate, but for whatever reason, you can't be menanea the leaves. So the Chassam Sefer says, on membeiz amid beiz, benegea to katan, katan ayodeh lenanea, aviv v'zchayv l'knesei lulav, the din chinuch by lulav is when it's katan ayodeh lenanea, when a katan knows how to shake the lulav. In fact, the Chassam Sefer, I don't understand. The din daraisa to be yetzi lulav is only midaag bein afik bein. As soon as you pick it up, you're yetzi. That's why we flip over the esrig. So we shouldn't be yetzi till after the bracha, because if you hold the esrig straight up, then as soon as you pick it up, you're already yetzi your mitzvah. You can't make the bracha afterwards. Not every last yasa. So that means as soon as you pick it up, you're already yetzi your chiv. If that's the case, why is the defining factor of how old a child has to be, it's when he's roilim, katani yadeh lenanea, l'chor, the ikar mitzvah has nothing to do with the nanuim. Nanuim is maybe din derabanan. So he wants the taina that in chanami, even though midaraisa, it has to be roilim nanuim. Even though you don't have to do nanuim, it has to be roilim nanuim. Kol roilim bilo, ein bilo makeves. So you're right, the lulav has to be roi l'nanea, even though you don't need to be menanea, and it has to be the right size to be menanea, so it has to be big enough to be menanea, and has to have that the person that's holding it could be menanea. If he's not old enough to be menanea, then it doesn't go into the parasha b'chlal. Mela, he wouldn't be chayiv in chinuch. So Kumtei says, the Chassam Sefer, you need a lulav which is roi l'nanea. Even if you're not going to be menanea, you'll be yetz midaraisa, but it has to be roi l'nanea, which would mean that it's another reason why if the leaves are not discernible, it would be puzzle. Because it's not right. Forget the fact that it's not called a lulav. Also, even if it would be called a lulav, it's not right lenanea. Where's the nafkamina lahalacha lamaisa? The nafkamina lahalacha lamaisa is in lachar two things. The first thing is when you're being ma'agid your lulav. You're supposed to be ma'agid your lulav together. It's a mitzvah min ha-mubchar to be ma'agid the lulav, even though it's not ma'akiv like a b'yudah, you pass like the chachamim. However, you're supposed to be ma'agid the hadasim and the aravas together with the lulav. And you're supposed to leave a tefach of the shedra of the lulav sticking out above the last ring that you tie the lulav together with. Because if you don't, you need that one tefach, kedei lenanea. If you tie up your lulav too high, the top of the shedra, you don't even have a tefach, that means that it's not roi lenanea. You need a tefach of the shedra, which is roi lenanea. If it's tied up too tight, you don't have the echelis temim lenanea, then L'chor, there's a chesaron in your lulav. Is a ma'akiv b'dieved, maybe that's still considered roi l'nanea, because had you taken off the ring, it would be roi l'nanea. However, certainly l'chatchila, one should be makpit to put the ring lower down. Where else does it come out? We're going to see it's really nafkamina l'chor between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. Another case is, let's say you have a lulav which is covered over by the k'ira. The k'ira is the brown or red, as the Beis Yosef quotes in, the brown covering, which is sometimes on top of a lulav, and sometimes it could cover the entire top of a lulav. They have that. Most of the time in the shuk nowadays, they don't sell those because most people don't like it that it should be totally covered, but it's still common to find it. Certainly the top bunch of leaves could be covered over with kira, and the top of the leaves will be held together with kira. And l'chira, if it's mamish held together, all the leaves at the top are held together, that you're not able to be menanea, l'chira, that's a chasar, and that's not roi l'nanua, and it would be puzzle. However, it's really totally l'chira in a machlekes in what nanuim is. If you look in Siman Tov Reish Nun Aleph in the Torah, and it's also brought down in the Shulchan Aruch there in Sif Tes, it seems that there's a machlekes rishonim and a machlekes l'alacha, what's considered nanuim? According to the Mechaber, it seems that nanuim means halacha ve'hava, means simply taking your lulav, going back and forth. He says also to be menanea there, but it doesn't sound like you need bechlal to be menanea the leaves. You're supposed to shake the actual lulav, but as you're going back and forth, shake the actual lulav. But you don't need to shake the leaves. The Rama adds in, and the Mishabur says he's being chaylik, you need to do kiskus olim also. You have to shake the leaves as well. So if you learn that nanum just means to shake the actual lulav, you don't have to shake the leaves. So as long as you have a lulav, terrific. It doesn't make a difference that the leaves won't shake. But if you hold like the Ramah, then you actually have to do that nanuim means shaking the leaves. If it's held tight together, either with your ring, which is holding it tight together, or specifically with your kura, which is covering it over, that you're not able to shake your leaves, then the kura, that would be chasarin in roi l'nanua, and one should be makbid to open it. I saw the Bikur Yaakov. Bikur Yaakov is, Mishnah Berurah quotes it all the time, that's the Aruch Laner Sefer on Dalet Minim, and it's Unganumer la'alacha in very many of the halachas. And he says like that, he's ma'ir that, in Sifkat and Alf, he's ma'ir that one, if one has his top of his lulav is covered with kuril, then lichatchila, he should open the leaves, he should separate some of the leaves on the sides. He says the top three leaves don't try to separate from each other. L'chur, we're going to see why that might be an echlek on Yitzhiyemis, according to certain shitas, to Gainim, according to Rashi, maybe. Therefore, he says, leave those. However, the side leaves you should open so that you should be roi lina anuim. That's what the Bikur Yaakov is ma'ir. Now, according to the Sfaradim, l'chur, it's not a problem. And not only that, I'm sorry? Yes. L'chur, it should be. Maybe because he's being cheshish for the Ramah, like the Kaf HaChaim generally does. So it could be that he's being cheshish for the Ramah that says that you need kiskus al, and if you're going to tie it up, then you're going to have an issue. But I would guess. I would have to see it inside, but I'm guessing that's what he's being chayshish for. But according to the Mechaber, the Stei Chemed says, actually, that the Sfaradim are mahadrim lakachtoi. The Sfaradim are mahadr to take a lulav that has kira on it, because, and not only that, it sounds like from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, when he talks about Nechlaka, hopefully the Olam saw it already, when he talks about Nechlaka to Yemis, he quotes the Tosfos in Bava Kama that says, the Goinim say, what's Nechlaka to Yemis? When you have two double leaves at the top coming out of the Shedra, and those two double leaves separate from each other, says Tosfos, then we don't have any lulavim that are going to be kosher. Because all our, even if they end with two leaves, but those two double leaves are never stuck together. If it ends, maybe each double leaf in and of itself is stuck together, but the two double leaves are not stuck one to another. So he says, we're never going to have a kosher lulav. Says the Beis Yosef, I don't know what Tosfos is talking about. Maybe Tosfos never saw it. We see it all the time, says the Beis Yosef. There's this kimin davar adum, which is on top of it. L'chor is talking about kira. Now, Agav, b'maimer muzgur, he calls it a davar ha'adum. Even though it's brown, l'chor is clearly brown, generally, he calls it a davar adum, which is red. Seems to imply that the Beis Yosef refers to brown as red. It's not the ladmimus. Though I will point out that the Levushei Srad, when he quotes the Beis Yosef, he says, kimin davar aduk. Not adoim, not red, aduk, stuck. There's this thing which is stuck on top of it. So maybe according to that, there's no raya in the Beis Yosef. But either way, he says that we find these lulavim that the top two leaves are stuck together. How are they stuck together? With kura. And he doesn't say that that's puzzle. The kura, that's not a problem at all, unless he's just talking about the top two leaves. But it would sound like from the Beis Yosef that it was common to have a lulav with kura, and that's not problematic. La aloch lemaisa. It's not so simple to take a lulav that has kura, depending on how much kura it has. A lot of times you can't see what's going on underneath it. So it could be that it's nechtam, the top of the leaves are nechtam. It could be that it's nizdak or nechlekat yemis or nizdak hemnik, and it's being covered over by the kura. So maybe that's not considered. Maybe that would be a chesaron. If you don't, even if you can't see it, if it's be'etzim nizdak hemnik, lechur it's going to be puzzle. It's like if you have a black dot on your esrig and you just put your finger on top of it, so you shouldn't be able to see it. That's just that's a technical difficulty why you can't see it, but be'etzim it's still puzzle. Which yesh ladun on the picture that I sent out to the Olam of spray painting the lulav, can you be machshir it just by spray painting it? We'll have to see for sefei in the Shavuos Yaakov that talks about it. If everybody can remind themselves to mute themselves, then lechatchila one should please, anybody that unmuted should mute. Thank you. So you don't know what's going on under the kura. So the question is it a common thing that it should be nizdak underneath the kura? Some people say that it is, and therefore lechatchila some are very weary about taking it with kura. Svaradim I think do, Hasidim I think do. Lemaisa even in the Litvisha, Yerushalmi, the Chazanish I saw brought down the Chazanish, the Stipler and Rishlam Zalman generally did not take with kura, and I saw brought down that Mitzad Sheni Rabbi Yischaim Zonnefeld and Shmuel Salant, Rabbi Roshis of Yerushalayim did take. Kimdumani, that most Litaim do not take with kura. However, it is common, I think, that Sfardim and even Hasidim do take with kura. We'll have to see when we get to Nechlaka whether or not, if the kura is holding the two pieces together, does that make it that it's not Nechlaka or not? Let's say it's Betzim split, but you see that there's kura in between that's holding it together. Is that going to be kosher? It's not going to be kosher. Maybe it's telling in why Nechlaka is puzzle. That we'll see in Sif Gimel Be'ezer Hashem. That's with regard to Sif Aleph. You need that it should be Roy L'Nanuim. If it's tied up too high, if it's too much kura that is not shaykh for Nanuim, if it's too new of a lulav, it's too fresh of a lulav that there's no leaves, that could be possible. Could be possibly the mashmais of the drisha is all seven, at least in that type of lulav. With kura on top, then you get into shilos, different minhagim. Kimdumani, the minig of the litvisha, is not to take it if it's totally covered over with kura. However, there are those that do. Sif beis. The machaber paskins that nifritzu olav. Puzzle. Nifritzu Olav, this is the Mishnah, Nifritzu Olav Puzzle. He learns, he quotes the Rif in the Rambam, even though the Rush and the Tesis learned that Nifritzu means that Rave of every single, of Rave of the leaves got split down the back. However, not the Mechaber, quote this shot from the Tesis and the Rush. Kinira, probably because they learned that that's what Nechlekat Yemis is, the Mechaber learned. But Nifritzu, they quote Rashi, the Rif and the Rambam, possibly Rashi. It's a shayla exactly how to learn Rashi. The Ran wanted to group them together. The Beis Yosef is mistopic. That v'hushi yedaldlu mishedr shalulav kalei achariyos. That it's nidaldlu mishedr shalulav. Says the Haga over here in parentheses, not clear exactly who it is. Hainu shein oilim im hashedra elatluin lamato. The first pshat is l'chor. This is the simple reading of the Ramah, is that they're not that they're detached from the lulav, rather that they're hanging down. So instead of going up straight with the shedra, they're hanging down and towards the ground. That is pasul alt nifritzu. Says the Ramah, v'kol shekinim nifritzu v'nekru lamata min hashedra, the pasul afil ogdon. This is the pashas mashmais of Rashi. Rashi seems to say, Tosfos says when he quotes Rashi, mashma from Rashi, then it means that all the leaves came off. Didn't say that it's 100%, but lechor, that's the pashas mashmois of Rashi, that it means that all the leaves came off, were ripped off, and you tied them back to the shedra. That's also possible. Al smifritzu, mechenim niskashu al in keit, meinichin lechaber al shedra possible. That's also a pshat in nifritzu, is that it started spreading out, the leaves started spreading out, even though they're not hanging down. But at the bottom, at the point where the leaf touches the shedra, it already got harder that when you could bend back maybe the top of the leaves, but the bottom is always going to stay spread out. And therefore, that's already a problem of nifritzu. It's too hard to move back the bottom of the leaves. And therefore, that's going to be puzzle of nifritzu. The Mishnah Brewer brings down, Yet another pshat that's nechol and nifritzu is if all the leaves are going straight up like the shedra. However, at the point where they're connected to the shedra, each leaf is connected to the shedra for about the length of about, I would say, 1 to 2, between about 2 to 3 centimeters. That means if you try to rip off a leaf, you're going to rip it down, it's going to continue for about 2 centimeters, and then it's going to rip off. That means at the point where it's connected to the shedra, it's about 2 centimeters, connected for 2 centimeters. If you start ripping off those leaves, and 1.1 centimeter of the leaf starts getting disconnected, even though it's still going straight up. But since already disconnected at the bottom, if rave leaves are like that, then you have a problem of nifritzu, and that's going to be pasul. Even though they're going straight up, and even though you could be magged it, however, l'chur the vart is, since rave of it is off, it's kilo as if all of it is off, and it's kilo as if it's a lulav without leaves, which is pasul alt nifritzu. So it's really four pshatim, and what nifritzu means. Does it mean that it's going down, even though you could pick it up? Does it mean that it's spread out a little bit, but it's too hard to move it to tie it all, that should be straight up along the shedra, because at the bottom it's too hard, it's going to be sticking out a little bit? Does it mean like Rashi, they totally came off? Or does it mean this other pshat that they didn't totally come off, but rive of it came off, and therefore it's going to be puzzle? Now, yes. Oh, excellent. We're getting to that right now. Perfect. Great question. The Magen Avraham says that you need... First, the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'kol ze b'roiv olin. This is all dafka if it's roiv olin. Sticks in the Magen Avraham, u'b'roiv kol olav olam. And you need also that it's b'roiv kol olav olin. Not just roiv olin are like this. However, you need roiv of each olam. Now, what does the Magen Avraham mean? So the truth is, it's not Pashut Bechlal that the Magen Avraham in Sifkatim Gimel, when he says Reiv Kol Olah, is going on this Sif Bechlal of Nifritzu. The Yad Ephraim, the Prima Gadim's Mitzad like this, that it's really, it's a Torah Sefer. It's supposed to be going in Sif Gimel. By Nechlekat Atiyaymis, we need Reiv Olin that are Nechleku, and in how much of the leaf does it have to get split down the back? Reiv Kol Olah Va'Olah. That's what the Magen Avraham is saying. However, the Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa brings down not that way. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham on our Sif by Nifritzu. And if you look at the Sharetzin in Sif Gimel, he says it also in Sif Beis and also in Sif Gimel, says the Mishnah Berurah. One second, is the Magen Avraham going with Beis or Gimel? Says the Sharetzin in Sif Katan Yudalid, U'be'emes ha'tzion shel Magen Avraham Sif Katan Gimel, gam al zeh shayich. The Bishneim Kasim Beis Yosef Dover Zeh. The Beis Yosef said, when he said, Sai when he talked about Nifritzu, Sai when he talked about Nechleka, he said it's not just Reiv Olin, it's Reiv Kol Olah Va'Olah. So Mamela says the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham is really going on both, also by Nechleka and also by Nifritzu. Now, it's a little bit schwer, because when the Beis Yosef said it b'negeah to Nifritzu, he was talking about Tosfos and the Rosh's Nifritzu, that it's the back of each of the leaves got split. There we can understand what it means, Reiv Kol Olah Va'Olah. How much of the tiyemus of each leaf has to split? Reiv of it. But when he didn't say it with regard to the Rush, the Riff and the Rambam, and the Mechaber is passing like the Riff and the Rambam. So with the Riff and the Rambam, who says there's such a musig of Reiv Kol Olah Va'Olah? Befrat, if we understand that Nifritzu means that the leaves came totally off. What does it mean that the leaves came off totally? Or the leaves are hanging down, or the leaves are, they're still riding up the lulav, but the point of connection, part of it is coming off. Rave is coming off. What does it mean? What exactly does it mean? So if you look at the Prima Gadim seems to have been bothered by this. So on this Magen Avraham, in Eish Avraham Gimel, he says, Ratzalayim ar b'mokim chiburin b'shedra, b'rev kol Allah, hein b'reichiv ha'Allah, oy rev me'achibur rubik ikuloi. He says, depending on how you understand what Nifritzu is, that's how you understand what rave is. In other words, the width of every leaf is about a centimeter to 2 centimeters. That's how wide every leaf is. Now, if you take a knife and you start cutting horizontally at the point where it's connected to the lulav, you don't rip it down off of the lulav. You just leave it how it is without ripping it. Take a knife at the exact point, a razor, and start cutting with the razor blade. across horizontally and start cutting the leaf. So the leaf is about 1 to 2 centimeters. Let's say it's 2 centimeters. As soon as you cut 1.1 centimeters, exactly like the nails that we saw, that's considered rive of the leaf came off, and that's rive of nifritzu. That's one possibility. Another possibility of rive, that means that rive of the olen have to be like that. And that's already considered ke'ilu as if all the leaves are off. L'chorin Rashi pshat, that it means that all the leaves came off, there's not two pshatim. When it means rive of the leaf came off, or all the leaves came off, all the leaves just means rive. Similarly, the other case that we talked about, nifritzu, where the leaf is attached to the shedra, and you're pulling it downwards. So you could pull it down for about a centimeter to about two centimeters, and then it just rips right off. So if you started pulling it down about a centimeter and a half, 1.1 centimeters, then it's already detached from the shedra, la'arkai, rive of the amount that it's attached, and that would be pasul if it's in rive of the olin, according to this pshat. That's the first that you learn. That's what pshat l'chor in the Mishnah Berurah is. You have to be matzal prima gadam. Prima gadam himself, after he brings down the pshat, he says kumdumani, though, that it's a toy sefer, and if you're going to go in the next siman, because the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit shver. The Mishnah Berurah says the Beis Yosef said it with regard to both nifritzu and nechlika, but he only said it with regard to nifritzu if you learn nifritzu like the nechlika, that it means the tiyemis of all the leaves, then you need rive of all the tiyemisin. But if you learn nifritzu like the Rif and the Rambam, then we don't see that the Beis Yosef said that. What's that? Kosher Kate? Yeah? What would be rave of the leaf if it was Kosher Kate? How would you learn that? So maybe it means that you theoretically could have such a thing also at the point of the bottom, if part of the bottom would be able to be taken, but a little bit, sometimes it gets harder at the makom of the tiyemis. And that in a chanami you wouldn't be able to move as opposed to the other part. But the question is better than the answer, and you have to know the metzias. I hear the shaila. That's a good shaila. The last halacha that we'll talk about is the nishbara shedra also, but shedra which is not mechus ba'olin. Says the Ramah ends off, he says, b'chol ze b'rev olin, avle miyot olav nasu kein, v'shar olin nisharu, v'dayin alulav mechus ba'olin, nishar mechus ba'olin kasher. Let's just take l'mashal the case of Rashi, that you ripped off the leaves. So if you ripped off a bunch of leaves, if it's only a mi'at of the leaves that came off, you have, I actually counted how many leaves I have in my lulav. I have 57 leaves on the lulav that I spray painted and I sent out to everybody. So if a mi'at of those came off, 20 of the leaves came off, then it's a mi'at of the leaves. It's going to be kosher. It's not ready for leaves. It's not a problem. But that's as long as the shedra of the lulav remains covered. So if you take all the 20 leaves off of one side, you might have now part of your lulav shedra which is uncovered. Now, if you look at the Bir Agra, and the Bir Halacha quotes it, the Gaon says that you need shear the lulav. In other words, let's say your lulav is 6 tvachim, you don't need that all 6 tvachim should be covered. As long as 4 tvachim are covered, that would be enough. Now, the Bir Halacha is mistapik in the Gaon. Does he mean to say that you need the entire 4 tvachim, or even a rave of the 4 tvachim. He says the pashas mashmois of the goyin is that you need all four tvachim to be covered. It's not enough to have 2.5 tvachim covered. You need all 4 tvachim covered. L'chura, according to that, it would come out that Gedalia was more of this, that l'chura there would be no suffix of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bikur Yaakov, who declares, let's say you have a lulav which is 7 tvachim tall, and you have 3 tvachim which is covered over with leaves, and 4 tvachim which is not covered over the leaves. So do we go buster rive of the actual lulav you have in front of you, which is 7 tvachim, and only 3 of the tvachim are covered, so rive of your lulav is not covered? Or do we go buster the shear of the lulav, which is 4 tvachim, and 3 of the 4 tvachim are covered? So then you're covered, and you're good to go. So in the Sharatin he says it depends whether or not the part which is uncovered is at the bottom or it's at the top. If it's uncovered, it's at the bottom, so you can just chop it off, and then you'll have rave of your lulav. If it's at the top, then you can clear. According to the Goyin L'chayra, if you need all 4 tvachim to be covered, then there's no clearing to go bust a rave lulav or rave shear of the lulav, because you need the entire shear of the lulav. However, you still could clear in the Goyin, and that is, let's say you have a lulav which is 9 tvachim, 5 tvachim are uncovered, and 4 tvachim are covered. So you have an entire shir lulav which is covered, and five tvachim are totally not covered. L'chura, in that case, I don't know if anybody would miss topic. Once you have a shir lulav, l'chura, that should be kosher. As long as you have a entire four tvachim, then l'chura, you should be kosher. Now, do we pass like this goin? It sounds in the Bir Halacha that he's mitzadeh not that way. He quotes the Rajba, and he quotes the Rajba is the Ritva, like he points out in the Sharatian at the end of the Simen, that the Rajba over here is the Ritva. The Ritva and the Ran, they both say, quote the Ra'ah, they all you need is Raif. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav passes that like Lahalacha, that all you need is Raif. It sounds like he's going like that, and from the fact that he clears his clear in the Bir Halacha, in the Mishnah Berurah about the Bikur Yaakov, to go bust a Raif Lulav or Raif of the Shear, it sounds like he's go as long as Raif of the Shear is covered, then that's not a problem. However, the Chazon Ish is machmer, and the Chazon Ish says no. We see from Tinei Hara Barzel, what's Tinei Hara Barzel? That each leaf of the lulav doesn't reach the bottom of the next leaf. So how much of the lulav is uncovered? Mama Shemiyut. But even so, that's not considered a good lulav, because part of your shedra is uncovered. So we see even if a miyut is uncovered, then it's problematic, like the Chazon Ish, like the Goyin. But mainly you need the entire thing to be covered. Since there is, it's a machlokes here, it could be, if you hold that it's mamash ufta. Ufta is a part of the palm tree which doesn't have any leaves, and if your lulav is not covered over entirely with leaves that go under the grain, then it's a ufta. And it could be that you're not yitza filu b'di'evid. It's mamash not even considered a lulav. It's eino minoi. Therefore, lechatchila one certainly should be machmer, even especially since it's not clear in the Bir Halacha how he's going, even though he seems to be mitzadeh l'kulo. The goyin is machmer, and the chazanish is machmer, one should be machmer. Where's the nafkamina lahalacha? A common nafkamina is when you're, very often when you get a small lulav, you just want to make sure that your shedra is four tvachim. Where do you start counting the four tvachim from? You don't start counting from the bottom of the shedra. You only start counting from the first place where the leaves come out of the shedra. That means, I'm looking at a lulav right now, the bottom leaf comes out a good 3 inches above the bottom of the shedra. That's the first, underneath where the bottom leaf comes out, according to the Chazon Ish and according to the Goyin, you would not be able to count in your four tvachim. Only start counting the four tvachim from where the leaves start coming out of the bottom of the lulav. And the last halacha we'll end off with is Nishbara Shedra, that the Magen Avraham says, is talking about a case, the Magen Avraham is mitzadeh, that Nishbara Shedra is like a dimyon to a Shedra of an animal which cracks, is not a problem, and therefore it's kosher. Tzarech in Tuva, what the dimyon to, like the Eli Rabba's Ma'ura, the dimyon to the Shedra of a Behema is, even though we are Medame Esregim to lungs, we'll see later on. It's not, you can't say that every single dimyon that you can make between this and that, if Chazal didn't make it, is a dimyon. Memeli says, Befrat, that every animal has a spinal cord, and if it has a spinal cord and the spinal cord breaks, then that is a trefo. Just the lulav doesn't have a spinal cord, so you can't bring a raya from one to the next. But mainly he's mitzad in l'chumro, that it's problematic. The Big Deyesha says that it's loigara from nektam reishai. If it's cracked off, it's loigara from nektam reishai. It's cracked if the nishbara shedro. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, it's not cracked totally, it's only cracked partially, and therefore it's not like nektam. Lamaisa, the Chazon Ish, he says, he asks in the Big Day Yesha, he says, I don't understand, if your Shedra gets cracked in half, he says, why do I consider that Nektam Reishai? Maybe that's Nektam Uktai. Why? Because the Iker Lulav is the top of the Lulav, where you see the leaves coming out of the top of the Shedra and the leaves are going up high. That's the Tzuris HaLulav. The main left, the Shedra breaks in the bottom, and he says, even for sure, Raiv of the Lulav is there and it just broke at the bottom. Even if a miyut of the lulav is there at the top, but you have the ikur, the top of the lulav, which is the ikur of the lulav, so you're just missing in the shear. If it's missing in the shear, just tie it on. L'chura would be kosher. L'chura, the psul that we're handling here, is a psul in shear, it's not a psul in hadar. And the nafkamina would be l'chura on the second days. On the second days of Yantiv, can you take a lulav which the shedra is cracked? Do we say it's a svek sveko? First of all, a suffik whether or not Nishbara Shedra is problematic. Magen Avraham says it's not. It is. It's not problematic. And Big Deyesha says it is. Chazon Ish seems to be Mekel. And the second day, maybe the whole Psul is a Psul only in Hadar. And Hadar, according to many Rishayim, is not possible the second day. So we're going to see that there are Shitas that make this Svek Sveka later on. However, L'chur, the Pash, this is Kimdumani, even though we're Madame to a Shedra of an animal, I would say that the Psul that we're handling here is a Psul in Chasarin and Shir. And a chesaron and shir pasul all 7 days, that's not considered a good lulav. as we'll see in Siman Tov Reish Nun, I hope, at the end of next week, Bezer Hashem Yisbarach. Memeila, lechatchila, one certainly shouldn't take a Nishbar Shedra, it's not pashut. Befrat Bezmanenu, that we have thousands of lulavim, there's no excuse to take such a lulav. Thank you very much for joining us.